sometimes you find out that you reach a plateau and you want to evolve into something that the universe is calling you into. This is also where goal setting comes in. This is where you really start to understand what that means and how you can integrate those into your life so that it's in alignment with everything you create.
Right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of my podcast, Goals Do Come True. Just as it says on his website, I'm so grateful that you're here, Frank Sieben. Now, Frank is an intuitive coach and entrepreneur. He's an unshakable optimist, and he's dedicated to empowering and inspiring coaches to create clients they love to work with. Now, I love working with my clients. My team say, how come all of your clients are so lovely? And I say, well, it's because I don't let the horrible ones in. And I think that's a good starting point. So, Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what your background is, what you've been doing through your life to get you to where you are now, and then we'll see where we go.
First of all, I'm really grateful for being here. And my journey started roughly about 5.5 years ago when I kind of woke up and I was very unaware of goal setting at all. I was very unaware of making choices and I had the worst stories about myself. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm the biggest loser on the planet. I've been like probably the biggest people pleaser to just get along with things. And through the last years, I've probably also have 10,000 plus hours of coaching in an environment, a company and serving those members of this company. And I was very scared of stepping out of that framework and really creating my own coaching business. Because there was this idea, I'm safe here, right? But it was a complete illusion. And what's interesting is sometimes you find out that you reach a plateau and you want to evolve into something that the universe is calling you into. This is also where goal setting comes in. This is where you really start to understand what that means and how you can integrate those into your life so that it's in alignment with everything you're creating.
I think that's important. You know, you've got to be in alignment.
100%. And it's been an incredible journey. And I'm so grateful to find out now that it's not that I knew this. I knew this all the way, but it's just really taking this in that the stories that we tell ourselves are simply not true. The story that we tell ourselves of creating this business or leaning into this journey of relationship with yourself or with other people or like going on a spiritual path, whatever that is, right? There's always something that holds people back. There's always something where people hesitate on acting on the downloads that they get from the universe. It's the most beautiful thing you can ever do, act on those downloads. I mean, honestly, Doug, this is the reason why we're here, right? Like, you invited me and I'm without hesitation. It just felt right. The energy was there and we're here together.
So in the coaching world, do you use goals for yourself and for your clients?
That's an interesting one, because when I started understanding the process of goal setting, I started to get in touch with this SMART concept. And that put me into a space where I was chasing goals, where I was chasing something in order to have something or in order to be somebody. And my understanding, and also for like the way I like to create, is I don't want to run after something. I want to create from a space of, let's say, gratitude or love or whatever empowers me and takes me into like a high vibrational state. As you say, like, energy is important, right? So I'm looking into, who are you becoming? Who is it that has those goals, that has those things appear in their life? Who do you have to become? Literally align with that. As you move towards your goals or towards the outcome, I also replace goals with outcome. You move towards them step by step by step by step and you create it. And if I may share that, when I started creating or like setting goals, I failed miserably. And the first thing that I did was I beat myself up. I was looking for a way to prevent that happening. And then I got in touch with intentions and I studied intentions. And in looking deeper into intentions, I understood that if you put an intention in place while you're creating the outcome or the goal that you want to create, you can literally use this as like a safety net, because I no longer have to beat myself up. Because when you set an intention is in place the moment you set it. A goal or an outcome is something that's in the future. So this intention can kind of carry you over to create this outcome. The intention I wrote down without even really understanding the scope of it and the magnitude of this was, I want to co-create, or I intend to co-create from a space of gratitude towards myself and others and be kind to myself. I no longer could beat myself up if I want to be in alignment with that intention.
Yeah, if you want to be kind to yourself, why on earth would you beat yourself up? So no, that's a good thing. I think there's a lot of people out there that beat themselves up. And that's a sad thing. I think intentions and outcomes, I like those words. They're sort of softer than goal. I like being challenged on SMART as well. I tend to talk about big, hairy, audacious goals. Okay. Yeah. Have you got one that you've worked through? Have you got one that you're working on at the moment that you're prepared to share with us? And, you know, what are the steps that you use to achieve and get towards?
Well, I, first of all, I'm in awe now how aligned it is what's happening right on this call, because I'm in the process of figuring that out with like a concept that I'm kind of designing for myself, how to set goals that I can actually achieve. And in a very powerful way, because first of all, the intention is protecting me, and then I can learn about, okay, so actually, when I fail, I have an opportunity to learn and adjust. And it's just the universe telling me, okay, Frank, this doesn't work. Just find a better way. But I'm in the process of like creating a concept, how I can really create those outcomes that are, as you call them, hairy and like way out there, right? But what's exciting about this is that I've been listening to a Google talk. Well, everybody knows they're smart at Google, right? And what really spiked my interest was when they set goals in such a way that, let's say you have one goal that you know you're going to achieve, and you have another goal where you have a 50% opportunity of not achieving it.
Okay.
And that really excites me, because first of all, I can play without having failure limiting my ability of creating that outcome. I also allow the universe, or like however you want to call this, any guidance from the outside to come in and help me figure out the steps I want to take so that I can create this outcome. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, you know, if you've got a goal that you figure that you've only got a 50% chance of achieving, that means you've got to grow an awful lot to be able to achieve it. And I think growing as part of goal setting, outcome setting, is an important thing, because I don't think we use anywhere near as much of our capability as we have, you know. And we were talking about the earlier episode and Gary Freeman running 100 miles. And it's like, well, who would have thought that was possible, really? But I like that. I like that. A goal that's 50% or an outcome that's 50% achievable. And I think my take on it, you know, you've got to grow to achieve that. Does that, you know, resonate with you?
Yeah. And also, like, if you achieve it too easily, maybe you didn't set the goal high enough, or like you didn't reach out far enough, because there's always then the ceiling where you're like, oh, I just... Like, let's say the ceiling is a little bit lower, right? And you look at achieving something that's like, okay, so I can do that. What if you think bigger? There's this saying, if you aim for the moon and you miss, you still end up with the stars, right? Like, I mean, that's a beautiful expression of how that works.
Absolutely, yes. You should be aiming high. Although, if you're brand new to goal setting, be a bit modest until you get used to the idea. Unless you really, really want to go for it. Those shorter term goals that are those ones with a bit of effort, and then maybe like have the really sexy, hairy, audacious ones that are, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the line.
And then bring them closer to you, right? Like instead of looking, great distinction is to look at means goals and end goals. Means goals are goals where you go, okay, so let's say I'm going to create a new sale in order to, or so that. And everything that's so that that's actually the real goal behind what you want. Why not focus on the so that immediately, because the other things will come into play anyway when you create that outcome. End goals make you feel a certain way. Like when I think about the end goal, how I want to feel, like for me, one of the biggest things is like to be fully self-expressed and fully authentic and putting myself more out there, which is funny enough what I'm doing here with you, right? Like I just said, okay, I'm in, let's do this. And I had no idea how this would show up. I just made a choice. I'm going to create this. And then the universe will come and give you opportunity along the way. You don't have to always have the know-how or the how. You just have to know the what. When you look at end goals, like this is the ultimate goal you want to create. So why not focus your energy like full on this end goal versus the means goals to get you somewhere where maybe society is telling you where to go? The end goals are the things that really matter to you.
Okay, so what's your end goal then, presently then? I've got a couple of things. I'm within my financial services business, I'm looking to help 100 people get into a work optional lifestyle financial position so that you know, they don't have to go to work. They know that they're sufficiently sorted, that things are good. So there's 100 people there. And then I want to help another 2,000 people get on that journey for their future to improve. So that's in my financial services. And then in my speaking side of things, I want to help 20,000 people improve their lot, move forward a little bit. Just putting that out there in the universe now, because obviously if I tell the world, then these things will start happening. Just as we're speaking now, and it's what you've got to do. You've got to put it out there, right?
That's beautiful. I love that. Because as we speak things out into the world, this is how we create, right? This is how we create stuff. But I want to challenge you a little bit. Like, what if those things that you just shared with us are actually not end goals, but means goals? Because they allow you to do something else, or they allow you to be something else. What would that be for you?
Explain that a little bit more, because so I'm going, right, I want to hit 20,000 people that I've made a difference to in my life.
So you in would order to do what?
So I feel good, so that I feel like I've made a difference in the world, you know. But I'm never ever going to know unless I get a little button on my website which says, right, if you've been impacted by Doug, press this button, and then it'll, you know, add the numbers up, build the numbers up. I think I might have to talk to my web designer and maybe add that in somehow or another. But I, you know, will people, I mean, it's enough to get people to download stuff from you without getting them to go and press a button on a website, isn't it, these days, as we're finding in our expert empires journey. That's a good point. And I'll have a think about that. And then maybe we can have a conversation about this, you know, off podcast. Do you write your goals down, and why is that important?
I think it's really important to write those things down. The way I write this down is I look at like what are the means goals and what are the end goals, right? Mm-hmm. And the end goals are how I want to feel, what I want to experience. Like, for example, I could write down, I want to travel the world. I really want to see more of Asia. I've never been to Asia, right? I want to travel to Iceland. And for that, obviously, this needs funding, right? So then you can look at what would be a means goal to actually make this a reality. But I'm focusing on, I really want to travel. And ideas will come. I'm not saying I'm going to create like 10 one-to-one clients, or I don't know how that looks like. Like I literally let the universe show me the way to make this a possibility that I'm traveling. I think you're drawn to Himalaya region.
I've got one on you. I've ridden a Royal Enfield 500cc motorcycle in the Himalayas. I took the bike up to 15,000 feet. That was like 10 years ago. It was amazing. An absolutely amazing experience. So, you know, if you ride motorbikes, it's really, really cool. We've got a shameless plug opportunity for you. You can tell us what it is that you do, what sort of clients you're looking for, what you can do for them. We'll make sure that a web page and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of those bits and pieces. Oh, and by the way, I've sent you a friend request on Facebook and you haven't accepted it yet. So we need to deal with that. That's one of the first things you need to do. But tell us, what sort of clients would you be able to help?
I love working with people who inspire me. So whenever I have a conversation with people, there's something that they want to create. There's something that is emerging out of the conversation that wasn't there before. And that's what we're creating. It could be a coaching business. There could be something completely different, right? I'm mostly working with coaches and empowering them to create clients, because it's not about just getting clients or find clients. You create clients, right? And you create clients creating like a deep connection, having a deep connection with them where they can lean into you and trust. You do the same thing, right? Like it's all about, am I a hell yes or am I like a something else?
Yes, yeah. Right? What's the opposite to a hell yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And then you have your answer. So, and in most cases, before I even kind of go into how I can help them, we already know that we're going to work together. With every single person, that was the case, right? It was just like, okay, so let's see how that could look like. But I love working with coaches, and well, I'm a coach myself, so 10,000 hours of coaching I probably picked up. But what the most important part of this is, I can share with you like all the coaching tools, and they might be valuable. What's invaluable is your presence that you bring into the conversation. That is what makes all the difference.
Okay. Well, that's a good one. It's what you bring to the party then. If I just throw this one out here, because it really gives me some good insights on people. If you were just going to give somebody one nugget, which maybe is associated with goal setting, one thing it's like, oh, people need to know this, what would it be?
Give yourself permission to trust yourself enough to act on the downloads that you're receiving, because that's where the magic happens.
What a perfect, perfect position to end on. Frank, I need to thank you very much for spending some time with me today. And as I say, we'll get all of your details and you know, access stuff in the show notes below the podcast. This has been Frank, and he's been marvelous. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, Doug. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.